Living powerfully now, I am born. Living powerfully now, I am born. What a glorious expression, what a glorious gift I give to myself to be born in this life, in this place, in this time. Living powerfully now, I am born. How wonderful it is. I am born. How wonderful to be born. How wonderful to come forth on this planet Earth. How wonderful to live in the now. How wonderful to live and know that this is the beginning of this grand adventure. And the grand adventure is a beautiful human adventure. And I live it for so many years. And when I finish living this adventure, I go on to other adventures, and they are equally as exciting and wonderful as I make them. But this adventure here of being a human being, of living my human body, this is something I have chosen to do. I have chosen to come forth on planet Earth and be a human being. I have come forth to live on planet Earth and know that I am divine, to know that I am all, to know that everything that is, I am. And as I know this and as I am this, what do I experience? What do I realize in my life? I know that nothing happens by chance. Everything is my decision based upon my choices on this experience here. So I'm born. And I'm born into a family. And that's not the first thing. First, I'm born in a body. And you say, well, it's your genes and chromosomes and the DNA of your parents. No, that's not the thing. Those are just little happenings that come along the way. But I am born ideal. I am born ideal with every organ, action, function of my body perfect. I am born ideal with every desire of my heart for the highest and best. I'm born to be myself and have fun. I am born to live a joyous, happy, fulfilled, powerful, wonderful life now. Truly, that's what I'm born for. I'm not born to be someone's DNA or someone's genes or the child of some family. I am born to be my divine self. I am born to be the ideal self that I am. And as I'm born to be this ideal self, everything I do brings that about more and more beautifully, more and more wonderfully, more and more powerfully every day of my life, every moment of my existence. For each moment of my existence, I am perfect. Each moment of my existence, I live in my ideal form, my ideal body. My ideal body is a thought. My ideal body is my consciousness. It's my inner self. My ideal body never changes. Now, as I live and I take on the DNA structure of my parents, as I live and I live in a community, I live in a society, I live in a world, and I take on the attitudes of the society, the world, the community, I can be blessed by that or cursed by it. It all depends on my choice. And my choice personally is to be blessed by all. I am blessed by all the experiences that come into my world because I look at them as a divine being. I look at them as my ideal self. I look at them in such a wonderful way that nothing can compare to it in any way whatsoever. I am my original purity and integrity all of the time. I was born with my original purity and integrity. I live with my original purity and integrity. Sometimes I tuck it away. Sometimes I pretend it's not there. Sometimes I pretend that I am not my original purity and integrity. But that does not keep me from being my original purity and integrity, which I at all times am. I can never change. I can never change from being my original purity and integrity because that's my reality. I am born. I am born out of the infinite. I'm born out of the infinite stuff. I'm born as a creative idea. And the creative idea is a perfect idea. It's an ideal idea. It's the idea, the ideal being that I represent. Now, if I were living on some other planet or in some other expression, I might have a different type of body. I might have a different type of mind. I might have a different type of experience. But wherever I am born, into whatever type of environment I'm born, any type of society I'm born, any type of world I'm born to, I am always my original purity and integrity. I am always my divine self. Now, as I'm born into these various possibilities, I take on the gender of those possibilities, the attitude of those possibilities, and I think that this is all she writes. I'm only human. But I'm not only human, I'm divine. I am my original purity and integrity. The more that I turn my attention, the more that I turn myself to my original purity and integrity, the more I live my original purity and integrity. The more I live every single moment of my existence, my ideal self, my wonderful self, my fantastic self. I am born not to be somebody else or to be something else or to be an expression of somebody else's world or somebody else's dreams or goals or ideals. I am my own ideal. Now, that every human being is ideal as I am, that every person born is born to their original purity and integrity just as I am. Every person born is not subject to the genetic structure of their parents, is not subject to the genetic structure of the world in which we live in, back in the Neanderthal times or any other times. We're only subject to our original purity and integrity. Within us at all times are all dreams. Within us at all times are all possibilities. Within us at all times are all revelations of who and what we are, what the magic is of who we are. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether our families are cultured or not, rich or poor, whatever they may be, it really doesn't matter. Within us is the absolute genius, the absolute magnificence that we are. It is who we are. We cannot be anything different. Now, as we live our life, we live it based on the fact that we live our original purity and integrity every moment of our life. We live our original purity and integrity under all circumstances. We're born to express our ideal reality. If, as we are born, we could remain true to our original purity and integrity that we are born as, if we could remain true to who we really are, we would be very happy. We'd be very fulfilled. But we have a tendency in being born to have brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers and aunts and uncles and cousins and grandparents. We have all this family that want to tell us this is our inheritance. This is what we can expect out of life. This is what we can expect out of the world. And so as we are born in these various ways, some people allow it to affect them. Some people allow it to tell them exactly what they're supposed to do. Some people allow it to tell them how they're supposed to live their life and how they're supposed to act and how they're supposed to think and how they're supposed to dream. But the divine people, the people who listen within, the people who listen to their original purity and integrity, the people who know nothing else but their own original purity and integrity, their own divinity, all is in divine order now. That call is in every one of us as we are born. We are born to the concept that all is in divine order right now and forevermore. All is in divine order. This is how we are born. This is how we are living our life. And look at some people as you wish. And you find that these people are born in lesser circumstances than would bring about their highest best. And yet they are magnificent beings. They are the leaders of industry. They are the leaders of religion and philosophy. They are the leaders of thinking throughout the universe. They are noble. They are good. They are fantastic. We look at them and we say, how could anything so good come out of a place so simple? How could anything so magnificent come forth from such a simple beginning? And yet, truly, the more simple our beginning, the more uncomplicated our beginning, the more we realize our divinity, the more we realize our magnificence, the more we express it in every beautiful way. And as we express it in every beautiful way, what happens to us? What happens to us is that we know that we are born divine. We know that we are born to a high calling. We know that we are born to be ourselves, to be our divinity. All is in divine order. We know that. We get our bloated nothingness out of the way of the divine circuits in us. And that bloated nothingness is the imagination that people give to us, that people tell us that we cannot climb any further because we do not have the ability. And yet an athlete is not born an athlete. He's born with a love for the sport, perhaps, but only through his training himself in that sport does he excel. Only through being himself in that sport does he excel. Now, it doesn't mean that he has to run track and exercise to be a good trackman. It means he sees himself winning. Or, rather than see himself winning, he sees himself loving to run and running with grace and charm and beauty, running with stability, running with the ability to follow through for whatever the course will take him. And he does it with great joy in his heart. He does it with great love in his heart. He does it without wanting to beat anybody else or without wanting to be greater than anybody else. He just wants to be his finest and his best. And as he is his finest and his best, then he is doing it. This is what we are born to understand about ourselves. As little children, we're not born to possess, we're not born to own, we're not born to claim, we're not born to want or need anything. We just flow with what life gives us. We flow with it and we love it. We don't have possession of our toys, we don't have possession of our clothing, we don't have possession of our parents, we don't have possession of our parents belong to everybody. Our clothing belongs to everybody, our toys belong to everybody. Whatever we have is universal, and whatever anyone else has belongs to us too. Now, that's a little hard to take for some people, but that's living truly for what you're born to be. You're born to be a universal being. You're born to be a magnificent being, something that does whatever it chooses to do and does it beautifully and does it perfectly and does it now. I am born. When I say I am born, that means I have come forth out of the nothingness into the allness. And as I was in the nothingness, I did not think I was in the nothingness. I just had finished up some other adventure and dropped back into my original purity and integrity to come forth again and be born again here and now on this life, on this expression. And as I am born on this life and this expression, I begin to feel a great love inside of me. Because everywhere I look, I see me. Everywhere I look, I see a reflection of myself. I see everyone being me. Because that's my nature. And everyone who looks at me sees me too. We are all exactly the same. You say, well, we might have different colors. We might have different genetic backgrounds. We might have different whatever. But it's not true. For that is an invisible thing to the divine being in each of us. The divine being in each of us looks beyond all appearances, looks beyond all outward symbol, and knows the truth. And as the divine within me, born to be my ideal self, realizes my ideal self is not what appears to be in the world around me, but it is the ideal being. I am the ideal architect. I am the ideal sculptor. I am the ideal mother, father. I am the ideal brother, sister. I am the ideal person. I am the ideal in all circumstances. That's what I'm born to be. I'm born to be this ideal, and as I'm born to be this ideal, I live this ideal in everything I do, because this ideal is my reality. This ideal is all that I am. It's all that I want to be. It's all that I care to be. This ideal is me. And because this ideal is me, I live so happy, so contented, so fulfilled, so responsive to everything good and beautiful. Yes, I'm born. We all are born. We're not born out of any culture. We're not born out of any purpose. We're just born to be ourselves and have fun. We're just born to reflect our ideal, our original purity and integrity. We're born to live in every way that we can that expresses our highest and best. And we are born to recognize in everyone else that same. And so, with unconditional love, we love ourselves. With unconditional love, we love everyone else. And so it is when I look at anyone in my world, they are exactly like me. They are my mirror. When I look at anyone in my world, I am seeing beauty and goodness. I am born into a world of magnificence. I am born into a world of purity and life and love everlasting. I am born into a world that is so magnificent, nothing can compare to it. I am born into a world that reflects who I am when I know who I am. I am born to remember who and what I am. I am born to remember where I came from and what my ideals are. I am born to be that ideal principle that I am. I am born to be love. I am born to be peace. I am born to be light. I am born to be magnificence. I am born to be all that can be. And that's what I am born to be. I am born to be that today, tomorrow, and forevermore. I am born to be life. I am born to be purity. I am born to be goodness. I am born to be me. I am born to live in the allness that I am right now. I am born to live in the reality that I am right now. I am born to know who and what I am. I am divine. I am glory. I am glorious, so glorious that everything I do radiates this perfection that I am. I am the light. I am the way. I am the truth. This is what all of us are born to remember to be and to live. We're all born to live in that awareness right now. We're born to be in that awareness right now. For that is our divinity, and that is our life, and that is our love. Be that today, and live that today, and know I am born. And you are born. And the only thing that we are born to do is to be ourselves and have fun, to express our original purity and integrity, to know that all is in divine order in our world and in the life of all around us. For this is what all is, purity, truth, and love right now. That's why I'm born, truly. That's why you're born, truly.